understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. It's the weekend!
Hey now!
Gonna do Friday, like
Friday.
Another grinder of a 4 day work week comes to a conclusion.
You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it.
Bad news is only 2 days this weekend. What an outrage!
What are you gonna do? And then we hit a bit of a grind.
Yeah.
Until Good Friday.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think so. All right, Philly Kevin says it's not the weekend until he hears Miley Cyrus. There you go. Pickleball says bring on Miley.
Crack a cold one.
I mean, just Chris is taking Southwest Florida by storm with his musical selection on Friday.
Please, please give the credit to Miley, not me.
All right. We got a lot of catching up here to do.
Sports.
It is 5 o'clock. Well, sports. You know what? Just a few minutes of sports. Then whatever happens. That's what we got to do. We'll get you caught up on everything regarding the NFL. The owners have spoken. We're waiting to hear from the players. We'll explain what all that means. We'll explain what we think it means. But first, it's time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's the last one of the week. Here's Chris.
Round two of the WGC Mexico Championship right now. Bryson DeChambeau is your leader. He's in the clubhouse at 11 under after shooting an 8 under 63 today. Hideki Matsuyama one back at 10 under par, solo second place. A lot of great players at the top of the leaderboard there tonight on ESPN. Doubleheader on the NBA starting at 8 o'clock. OKC hosts the Nuggets. That's followed by Zion and the Pelicans in Portland at 10:30. And the Blades host Jacksonville at 7:30 Hertz Arena.
Can we update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll? Apparently,
yes.
Apparently there's an important fight going on tomorrow night.
We can at 99.3 ESPN Radio. When you host a pay-per-view fight watch party at your home, do you charge friends for the fight or just have them bring food over? 76.4% say bring some food. 23.6 charge for the fight.
24% just said you're cheap, Chris, because that's what you're doing.
A little less, yeah.
I was rounding up.
Yeah.
And then somebody told me
I wouldn't charge anybody anymore.
I would pay for it if I'm the host.
Yeah, I would
pay
for it. And
if you bring some beer and some pizza, and I'll cover the charge.
I have beer.
But you're not letting people drink your stash of beer, so it's like BYOB if you want to come to Chris's and watch the fight.
What is this? Am I opening a
bed and breakfast?
A halfway house or something like that? No.
How many people you got coming over?
Two.
Two people. Fight costs $80?
Yes, $79.99.
And you're making them each pay $20. And bring their own beer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still picking up half the fight.
But you're the host. That doesn't seem like the polite thing to do.
I would supply everything.
I believe Pete would.
I would. I would supply everything.
Pete would say, you're my guest.
I got a full bar at my house.
No doubt about that. Full bar.
Well, unless there's something extra special.
I have a full bar at my house.
But you're not letting people drink it.
A little low on the Tito's right now. Probably gone tomorrow, actually. But
that's the only vodka you have?
Tito's?
Yeah.
You know what? I still have the bottle that you left at my house.
It was Absolute Citron.
Yep.
During the hurricane 3 years ago?
I never opened it.
I don't drink Absolute.
Did I even open it? If I did,
I think there was one drink out of it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep.
Dumpster Fire says, from a bettor's perspective, and you know that gets our attention, the best bet this weekend is Fury by decision. He is a stylistic nightmare for Wilder. He won every round last fight except two. Except the other guy punches harder.
A lot harder. The Alabama Hammer.
The Alabama punches.
That's why he's going to bet on him, because he went to his Tuscaloosa guy.
That's a dangerous reason to.
I don't know that
Skittles.
I'm going to bet on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So that's going to be after midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a late one.
If it goes to decision, it'll be around 1 a.m., I'm betting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not actually betting that, but
right.
I'm saying that.
Okay.
That's my guess.
All right.
Okay, Tom Pelissero is reporting the meeting is now set for Tuesday in Indianapolis, per his source. Members of the CEC and the NFLPA leadership are expected to attend. No one really sure exactly what will come of it, but they'll talk, and then the NFLPA board plans to hold the vote originally planned today.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. So yesterday the owners voted, all 31 of them. We don't know what the vote was, but they voted to agree to their proposal they came up with. 17th game, extra playoff games, raising the minimum wage. Basically what this comes down to is the 17th game. Normally if a player makes, let's just say, $1 million a year, it's divided by 16. He gets 16 game checks.
Yep.
The 17th game would be capped at $250,000, $250 million extra down. Now,
$250,000.
Yeah. Half the league doesn't make $250,000 per week, so they like this.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger fish in the league, this would be a pay cut to play an extra 17th game.
Yep.
Some of the players don't want to play 17th game because they don't want any more concussions.
They're all cool with the playoffs.
I think so.
I understand, everybody's cool with the one team in each conference with different playoff teams.
So the owners have passed it. They said, yep, this is a good proposal. And by the way, here it is, DeMaurice Smith and the players. Now, they're also putting out through sub-channels, if you all don't vote yes for this, we're not coming back to the table next week. This is it. This is operation shutdown for a full another year. Plan on having a strike or lockout following this upcoming season.
Yep.
I don't know if I believe that or not, but it's, you know. All right, so now we get players like J.J. Watt and players like Richard Sherman saying this is no, we're not accepting this. I think a lot of the lower guys in the lower totem pole before this. What vote is next? Because there are 32 player reps, but it almost doesn't matter what the 32 player reps say. It matters what the 1,900 players in the league say when they vote, which you say is Tuesday?
Tuesday in Indianapolis.
For the 32 or for the 1,900, for all the league?
It says today the NFLPA board of player reps did not take a vote. Our player leadership looks forward to meeting with the NFL manager. Oh, the other thing is it's going to be, again, the meet is members of the CEC and NFLPA leadership are expected to attend. No one really sure exactly what will come of it, but they will talk. And the NFLPA board plans to hold the vote originally planned today.
Okay, so they say we're not voting on this today.
No.
Because they probably don't know which way to go.
They're probably
getting rumblings from various players. This is the owners have brilliantly positioned this to be the haves versus the have-nots among the players. And they have just enough percentage of players making, if you look at an NFL roster, 54-man roster, you got about 4, 5, 6 guys making millions and millions of dollars. By and large, the rest of them making league minimum, 500, 600, 700.
With the average lifespan, we know, being about 3.4 years in the for most.
All they need is 50% plus one player to go ahead and vote yes on this deal. And I think they've got a situation where 50% of the players are going to benefit by this deal that's being offered right now.
Yep.
This is brilliant by the owners.
Well, it is, and they're gonna, and we'll see who caves a little bit, not cave, but who gives in a little bit, one side or the other. They both do. The owners are gonna be very smug about it. I think. I really don't think there's gonna be a lot of wiggle room here.
They're billionaires. They can rest on their interest. They still get paid on a TV deal, whether there's games or not.
Unless the big names decide to sit, the top players, mostly quarterbacks, say okay. All for one, one for all. I'm going to sit until we get the lesser tier play. But that's not going to happen, more than likely.
Yeah. So. Chris, can we play the soundbite? I just told you guys like J.J. Watt and Richard Sherman are against this. Jeff Saturday, who's just a few years removed from the game, former Colts center, now an ESPN football analyst on Golic and Wingo, he likes the proposal as it currently stands. Let's hear his reaction.
As I read through the deal and I hear everybody raising Cain about they hate it, they love it, I like the deal. And I'm probably in the minority at this point, but I will tell you there are a lot of significant gains in this deal. And so here is the crux of it. And we talk about the 17th game and everybody's in arms about the 17th game. Now, I'm not going to ever tell a guy whether he should or should not play a 17th game. That's going to be his decision of what it is. But as you look at the 17th game and you compare it financially to it, they probably won't get the 17th game scheduled until 2020. this will most likely affect, you know, this $250,000 last week payday.
Yeah,
that everybody's raising.
That 17th game where it would be capped at $250,000, but 1/17th of your salary. Yeah, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Upset.
I'm not sure I ever made $250,000. We had to go back and look, but whatever it is, right? So this will affect probably less than 70 guys.
But I think he misspoke there. He said 2020. The league would switch, could switch as early as 2021. It will not be in 2020. It'll be 2021 for that 17th game.
However, just to piggyback that comment, the union says that players, if they accept the deal now, you know, we talked about this extra $5 billion that was out there, they'll get $100 million more just for 2020. I read that on Pro Football Talk earlier today. And the proposal would pay minimum salary players $90,000 more now in 2020. So if you're making $500,000 and you get a chance to make, you know, $590,000, you like it.
Also, going to 17 games would result in the reduction of the preseason. We know it would also, another bye week would need to be implemented on the calendar. The NFL actually experimented with two bye weeks back in 1993, only the Knicks didn't go back to one in 94.
Let's just push this Super Bowl back to March.
Yeah, well, with a 17-game schedule.
This comes up with the Craig Sheeman plan, where we're playing on President's Day weekend and we get the Monday off. It's beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah, with a 17-game schedule, the league would run 19 weeks in the regular season, would either have to start Labor Day weekend like it did from 1990 to 2001, or end past New Year's Day in mid-January. The NFL has toyed with the idea, as Craig has alluded to, of having the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend in the past, and an extra bye week would make that possible.
Yes!
I told you.
Woo!
I told you. I should be commissioner. Fact.
As far as this is what to expect, as far as neutral site games, instead of some teams playing 9 home games and the others playing 8, why not spice the schedule up a bit? How about the NFL has a week with all 32 teams playing at a neutral site instead of their home stadium?
All on the same weekend?
There are plenty of potential options for the league to consider, especially playing in cities that don't have an NFL team or playing a week. See, I would
think. Where have I heard that before?
That's fine. But my feeling is if you're going to put that in, you got to do it early. You can't take a home game away from somebody late in the season, especially if they're in playoff contention or a division.
I might argue the other way. Because do you want to take what could be – do you want to take a meaningful game away or a meaningless game?
Yeah, like, but that really is a disservice, though, to the for the teams that are would miss a home game that really count, that really have a home team advantage, a home – you know that –
Well, that's most
teams in the
NFL.
Yeah, I know, but it's – that's
– Like, would the
– You're right. If you want to see – say it's –
Would the Bills want to play in Toronto in an early season game or a late season game if they're competitive?
Early for two reasons. I don't want to go to Toronto in December. I know it's Buffalo.
But
it's inside, isn't it?
Get it out of the way. Like, I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't like internet. I don't like neutral site games at the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season. I don't think the NFL will either.
I don't think you have to get that crazy with it, but you know, doing it around Halloween.
Oh, that's what's you know, okay. That's pretty,
that's like that's, week what? But that's week what? That's
like
week
five,
seven.
Six. That's fine. You want to do? That's fine. You want to do? That's a good time. That's
actually
a good
point.
Time to have
halfway
it.
Point.
Yeah, I got no problem.
239 with the question: will the playoffs expand this year?
Yes.
In fact, the owners are under the contention they don't even need that to be part of the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
You just do that unilaterally and be done.
And that's happening.
So I think that's a done deal. Well, I mean, it's not
now. Who gets those extra two playoff games? Because it kind of fits nicely now where CBS, NBC, ABC.
Well, that wild card weekend, when you got six games, they like to spread all four networks there.
That's what I'm saying, though. So who gets those final two games? Just CBS and Fox?
Well, the article I'm reading now from CBS Sports says the league is adding more games, which means more opportunities for networks in the next TV deal. The league could definitely change from the current Sunday, 1 p.m., 4:25, in a 20 format, Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football structure with 19 weeks as opposed to 17. Thursday Night Football likely to stay, but plenty of tinkering for the league on Sunday and Monday. And the NFL could experiment with more Saturday games in December and January, as opposed to the one triple-header they had in Week 16 last year. How about a Monday Night Football doubleheader with a game on the East Coast starting at 7 and the West Coast starting at 10? They do that on opening weekend of Monday Night Football, but it could happen every week with more games and a longer schedule. I wouldn't mind that. With more international games on the way, the league will likely have more 9:30 a.m. starts. And if the NFL really wanted to go crazy, they could change the start times on Sundays to 12:30 p.m., 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. for the Sunday regional window. With the expanded schedule, everything is up in the air.
Sorry, you said 12:30? Not 12, one?
Yeah, 12:30, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock. So no 4:30.
No 4:30 games. Nope. And get your Sunday night game over earlier.
I'm all for it.
I like that.
It's going to be super early on the West Coast.
Yep.
I mean, but honestly, though, what's the difference between 9:30 and 10?
A half hour. Mm.
I thank you, Craig, but what's the difference in your Sunday morning
schedule? Two drinks, 30 minutes.
Yeah, right, a couple bloodies.
One thing that nobody is addressing.
The Lions?
The three preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets two home games and who gets one road game? Who gets screwed?
Hey,
the owners care. The owners care. They still get the same amount of money for those.
Say they have a five-year deal. So, you know, it just rotates every, you know. One year to get two.
It was more tongue
in
cheek. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, I know. Nobody watches.
Well, we all watch.
Well,
oh, we watch.
We watch.
I watch a lot. Dolphins 3-1 in the preseason last year.
Where are they? I don't even remember.
Come get it. Yeah, they got blown out by the Jags.
That's a lot of Dick Stockton. That's a lot of Dick Stockton for preseason Dolphins.
The general public, would you guys like the doubleheader on Monday night as it is on week one? I kind of like that.
I don't like the doubleheader on Monday night.
Why? Besides the fact that you think you're going to stay up late.
It makes for a really long night after a work day. I don't like it. I like the focus of just one.
Okay, but for you, well, I guess that's everybody. You're actually probably a little later than the normal person.
Yeah.
You can stay up later is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I'll tell you right now, it'll be rare that I make it up for the late game on Monday night.
All right, let me put it in perspective for you. What percentage of NBA playoff doubleheaders?
West Coast do I stay up for?
Do you make it for the West Coast game all the way? It's hard. It's hard.
Well, the NBA Finals don't start till 9 o'clock, right?
I want to say that I'd go 50-50, but I don't think I make it up half the time. I think it's less.
Now, does football want to risk having that happen?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It's because they would definitely not have the same viewership at the 10 o'clock games that they would on a Sunday.
And that means more Beth Moans.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'd be all about putting who's the guy who did it with Gruden for all those years?
Play-by-play.
No, not Tirico.
No, the bald white guy.
Sean.
Oh, not Sean McDonough.
Yeah, Sean McDonough.
Yeah, put Sean McDonough as the early game and put Tessitore as the late game.
That could be done.
Yeah. Because Tessitore was not the problem with the Monday Night Football broadcast.
No, the problem is the
It was the analyst. No, well, it was the analyst.
But even that, I mean, I'm not shutting a game off because I don't like hearing somebody.
Who's the analyst now? Is it still Booger?
They haven't announced. No, yeah, Booger's no, did no. his last
out,
game.
Right?
Yeah.
It might be,
Booger's done.
We haven't announced the color guy yet?
They're trying to get Romo.
Trying to get Romo.
That's right.
They're going to be fighting over his...
Do a doubleheader.
$9 million with Romo.
Give me Romo in the A game and give me Peyton Manning in the second game.
Give me Greg Olsen. Has been terrific if he doesn't play. He's playing again, so...
Yeah, he signed a one-year deal with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Yep.
One year, $7 million.
Chicken Salad says he'd watch more if they got rid of Collinsworth. I actually think Collinsworth is excellent.
I like Collinsworth. I know he gets a bad rap. Him and Joe Buck are two guys that get bad raps, and I don't really understand why.
Joe Buck probably gives you a bit of a smarmy little attitude and a wink and a nod toward the camera from time to time. I think it rubs people the wrong way. His play-by-play is excellent. I mean,
That's what I'm watching. You know, I don't care about the talking into the camera before the game.
Yeah. Here's another thing to ponder about this 17-game schedule. The final two games on the team schedule are against the two remaining teams in the same conference that finished in the same position in their respective divisions the previous season. That makes up 16 games. But what will the league do for
the 17th game? We asked this earlier this week.
So how about this proposal from late Texans owner Bob McNair back in 2010? For the 17th game, the league could go to regional rivalries, no matter the conference. An example would be the Eagles play the Steelers, the Jets play the Giants, Ravens play the Redskins every season instead of once every 4 years. Both teams could rotate home dates or play at a neutral site every year. The NFL needs to be creative with the 17th game, especially since this could generate even more fan interest and higher TV ratings.
Would this be done on week 17 or just part of... Like, will we have they've got a good
17th game, so anywhere.
They've got a good thing going with you play within your division.
And then you don't want to be sitting guys, but playing your rival you've got your playoffs sewn up.
It works in some spots, but it doesn't work in other spots. Like, would it make sense to have the Dolphins and Bucks play every year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense, but who's New England's regional rival?
Jets.
Yeah,
they play the Jets. They're in the same division. And don't give me Buffalo. It's the same answer. Maybe you could do the Giants, but then who are the Jets going to play?
I mean, it's not even a Giant. It's not even that. I mean, I don't. Maybe Indianapolis. I mean,
right though. Like you're getting really into this weird spot where like it works in some places. Dallas and Houston works perfect. But who's New Orleans going to play?
I mean, Philadelphia is the. I mean, you're going to do a cross. It has to be the same conference, though, right?
That's yeah,
same,
like yeah. That's the.
New Orleans will play Atlanta.
But they play already. They're in the same division. And Atlanta would play, what, Jacksonville?
Oh, New Orleans could play Houston because all of New Orleans moved to Houston.
Okay, then who's Dallas playing? Kansas City. Dallas could play Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's close enough, and that was the same franchise.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
But they want to keep it the same conference, though, right?
Oh, did they? I thought it said regardless of conference.
Oh, no, actually, no, you did. Right, it did say no matter. It's right. No matter, that was McNair. Yeah, no matter the conference. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, Eagles, Steelers, Jets, Giants.
You start to, and then you, I don't love that idea.
No.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
It would be not, it works in some spots. I just don't think it could work for the entire league.
Yeah.
Right, because Detroit, you just screw them and make them go play Seattle because nobody, there's nothing there. Right?
Who's Tennessee's regional rival? Carolina?
Distance wise, yes, but
or Cincinnati,
right? Yeah. Cincinnati's got to play the Browns.
No, they're in the same.
Stuck in the same trap. The division,
yes.
Like, who would Cleveland play?
Maybe Tennessee. I mean, is that
maybe Detroit?
Detroit,
Chicago.
Oh no? Gosh, can you imagine that every year?
Detroit
and Cleveland.
By the way, speaking of the Detroit-Cleveland combo, Dan Gilbert made his first public appearance today since the stroke.
I got a standing ovation.
Did a speaking engagement. Seemed to do fine. But anyway, it was a bad day. Well, that was this past summer, right? All right.
Yeah. I got a cool little baseball quiz for you / list.
I'll fail that miserably.
It's about current players.
Okay.
I think it's interesting. I think you'll find it interesting.
That'll be good. I was just going to suggest we wrap it up with sports because I'm tired.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of sports here.
Lots of sports.
Too much sports. Let's get away from it. No, but we'll do your quiz.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
All right. All that coming up. Don't forget tonight, Ivy League basketball.
Go Crimson.
Princeton and Harvard at 6:45 right here on 99.3 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard on a Friday, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard! 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. New deodorant is texting again. He says, I've thought about this many times.
How did he get that name?
I don't know.
I remember this vividly, actually, because I'm having this problem right now. Every once in a while, like every 6 months, you have to switch up your deodorant because your body starts to become a little bit immune to it.
Yeah,
so
I just switched mine up this week.
He got new deodorant name based on that conversation.
He said he thought this many times, but Craig really is Captain Obvious from the Bob and Tom Show. You guys don't know the Bob and Tom Show, do you?
I know of the Bob and Tom Show. I know it's a very popular radio show across the country, but I've never heard it.
Based in Indianapolis.
Knew that.
They were local when I was growing up. They got 26 shares. Like one in four people listened to the show.
Just persons?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was.
Or men.
Everybody. It might have been men, but it might have been everybody. Everybody listened to the show. And then they went national.
That's insane.
It is insane. You hear the old story that you'd be stopping at a light laughing and everybody on both sides of your lap. That was them. Now, Captain Obvious, not the more flattering character. Captain, very similar to the Captain Obvious that you see in the, what commercials is it? It's a TV commercial.
Is it a whiskey or is it insurance?
I can't remember. See how effective it is? Yeah. I don't even know who it's for. 239-337 ESPN. Oh, and funny, timing is everything. Got a text earlier. Who is it from? He said, you guys must be talking too much sports today. This is overruled. Talking too much sports today. Yep. You haven't gotten a call from Otis. Until now. Otis, my man. How are you?
Otis.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Very good.
What are you doing?
I've been running hard. I've been in a truck a while.
Oh,
yeah. I've been able to listen quite a bit. So the Saturday call and tell you guys how pleasantly surprised I was that it was an actual sports talk show today. The shenanigans were at a minimum.
Darn it.
The shenanigans were at a minimum today.
Yes, they were. I can't believe it, but I still got hit with the 5 p.m. Miley Cyrus Chris stuff. So. Yeah.
You're welcome, no, Otis.
Yeah,
that's, it's a downer.
Thank you very much.
It's a downer. What's up for the weekend?
The Wilder fight is tomorrow. It's been, you know, I had to accept the invite on Facebook. I had to help buy the White Claws and Trulies, and it's going to be, hopefully it'll live up to the hype.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing Texas Hold'em all the way up until the major, you know, through the undercard.
Oh, nice. So poker at your house and then the fight.
Poker right next door.
Oh, okay.
Right next door.
That's a good
right
night.
Right next door, the neighbors.
That's a great poker. Night.
Now, yes. Mrs. Otis wrote us yesterday and said that you're getting a bit of an ego because you're about to get some walk-up music for your call starting next week. Wait, is this true?
She didn't say an ego. She said my head wouldn't fit in the house.
That means ego. Right.
Yeah. It was not a pleasant night at the house.
Oh.
She didn't think that you guys would put it on there. She thought you would just play her suggestion, which sucked.
Well, no, I mean, if she's texting in, we're reading it. It's a service that we provide on this show.
I told her that. I let her know that there are no texts that are, you know, off limits.
Right.
No.
But we are not. I want to make this clear now. We are not Planned Family Guy. Before you, you know that, I ain't calling. Sound like I'm not from the harbor, and I don't talk nasally like Peter Griffin. I could suggest one, but we're not doing Family Guy. That would make us too happy.
No, Otis, I think you're going to like what we have in store for you. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Okay.
All right, my man.
All right, no Seinfeld either.
No problem.
You're good, man.
You're going to love it. Trust me.
All right, Otis.
Have a good one, Otis.
Enjoy the fight.
Enjoy the fight. May you win poker.
Exactly.
That's a really good night.
What,
how
poker
you
and boxing?
Poker and boxing. You play star.
That's pretty manly.
I feel like you throw a cigar into that.
a nice
scotch or something on the rocks or neat. You're good.
I'm getting tingly.
Thank you for all the textures that reminded me. Mr. Obvious character is from Hotels.
And it's Captain Obvious, not Mr. Obvious.
I know, but
Mr. Obvious, that's not even a thing. It's Captain Obvious.
You were on the phone, Mr. Obvious.
Would you call him Mr. America?
You're not even like
Tom Show.
You call Captain America Mr. America?
You're not even Private Obvious at that point.
All right, I'm done with this.
Downgraded.
All right, now, another regular.
Another
celebrity caller.
It's been a week.
Our man Sean from Florida Gulf Coast is with us, minus Sarah now, but that's fine.
Oh, God.
He wants to talk football.
Why do you have to do that?
I'm just setting it up.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Chris, for reminding me about how bad my Guardians played last weekend.
Yeah. I mean, you
I
went on air and said
reminder.
It.
They're going to lose badly this weekend.
They got to score, man. They got to score.
Well, I hope we score something this weekend. At this point, I hope we score something.
Speaking of scoring.
We can lose bad, but as long as I see us scoring again, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. But I'm going to be going to that Vipers game up in Tampa this weekend, so that should be interesting.
Nice. Who are you going with?
I'm going with my best friend and his father.
See, somebody he can rely on, right? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm curious, how much are tickets going for XFL games?
I'm not too sure. I'm looking up. I think
$20.
The lowest I've seen was $20.
Yeah.
I think
the
highest was $100. I think I saw. I didn't get a good glimpse of that. I know the lowest is $20 for tickets for there, which isn't too bad for an XFL game.
Well, give us a call on Monday because I want to hear how your XFL experience up in Tampa went. Because I've been to many Buccaneers
will.
Games.
And plus,
but I want to see how
it's a great. I hear it's a great place to pick up chicks. So you don't worry. plenty
we'll see
of
about that.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Sean, have a good weekend.
Go get him.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
You guys are terrible.
What?
Just terrible.
Tell me one thing that we did wrong there.
You know exactly what you did there.
Sean, minus Sarah now.
That's just
rude.
No, it's not for that.
Let's pick at that scab, huh?
Here's the deal.
You want to rip the Band-Aid off and pour rubbing alcohol on an open wound like that?
Sriracha. I know that we're the most popular sports show in this area, and it's not even close. No, I know that.
Right.
I know that. But every once in a while, people tune in and tune out. They're all not locked in all 4 hours, although many of you are.
Many.
They like the Seinfeld episode.
I gotta just—it's just my quick way of doing an introduction, and maybe if somebody wasn't familiar. Now, Sean usually calls closer to 5:00. Now it's 5:40. Maybe people listen at different times. I'm just trying to do a reset. That's my job. That's what I do very well, and that's just what I did.
Arthur Billspread, yes, Blue Chew, score every time. Bingo.
Promo code Peter.
Promo code Peter.
BlueChew.com.
Be a gentleman about it, though.
Sean's probably a little young for Blue Chew.
No.
You are never too young.
Never too young for Blue Chew. Well, you know what? No. Maybe you are, but yeah. Sean's not. 20?
Right.
Oh, no.
No, I'm saying probably isn't probably, that's probably not the demographic for that.
It's not a necessity.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But it can always.
Really? Does it work that way too, Pete? I'll ask Pete.
I haven't sampled it yet. I just tell you what the product is about.
Yeah. You're right.
So far.
You're right.
And it's working out great for many of you because I've gotten a ton of texts about it, and the promo Peter is going through the roof.
I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
You have some product?
What's a joke?
We've heard from Otis. We've heard from Sean and overruled with a good point. Now, where's Harry Carey?
Yeah.
Like, you know, no. It's really been needs a
while.
To be a regular.
It's been a while since Harry Carey's called in.
He called Valentine's Day last week, didn't he?
No, I think Super Bowl was the last time he called in. Yes. It's been a while.
Well, that was only 2 weeks. Well,
he needs to be on a weekly regular, at least.
Well, if he calls in before that, you want to hear my quiz for you guys?
Yes.
It's current.
I don't know. You didn't update Chris in advance. He needs about.
I did update him.
He needs
in
about 8 minutes before he can push a button.
This is a quiz.
All right. So you guys can get this highest average Major League Baseball salary by position, doesn't matter. American, just in the majors. Let's start with the DH. See if you can get this one. Highest
JD Martinez
at highest Major League Baseball salary.
Miggy Cabrera, and it's not even close.
Oh, is he third base? Okay.
He's a DH now.
Okay.
Yes.
That changed.
do you know how much?
I don't remember.
You should. It's crippling your franchise.
$29 million a year.
No, more. $31
million. $31 a year.
Next, let's start with. This is just one out. Just one outfielder. Doesn't have all three.
It's Mike Trout. It's Mike Trout.
Yeah.
No, it's Mike Trout.
Yes, it is. Take a guess.
What was it? 11-year, $425 million, right? So what is that? 40 a year?
You did math. $35.5 million
a
year. Mm-hmm. Next is at third base.
Manny Machado.
No. Nolan Arenado.
No.
Hold on. Hold on.
We actually mentioned him this week. I think it was part of Wikipedia and part of your...
Anthony Rendon.
Yeah. With the Angels. $35 million. Shortstop.
Hold on. Chris, answer that text.
Yeah.
Never mind. Continue.
Shortstop.
I don't know. I can't even hazard a guess.
He's playing at JetBlue. He might have even played today.
Really? Well, now I'm just drawing a blank.
Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, that guy.
$20 million.
Wow.
Second base. Care to guess?
Second base. I could even hazard a guess for the highest paid second baseman in baseball.
Plays for the Mets now.
Is Cano back with the Mets?
Robinson Cano, $24 million.
Don't you know? Robinson Cano.
Gone. First baseman. Again, this is the highest average MLB salary at their respective positions. First base.
Highly paid.
Give you a hint. National League.
All right. I don't know. I'm whiffing here.
National League Central.
NL Central. All right. I'm still with it. Who is it?
Paul Goldschmidt. $26 million.
Would I not guess that?
Never.
Catcher.
Is it a Molina?
Garcia. Yep. Oh.
And he played Yadi Molina for St. Louis. $20 million.
All right.
Right-handed pitcher. I mean, relief pitcher. Sorry. Oh. Relief pitcher.
It's
a tough one.
Kimbrel?
Nope.
Is Kimbrel in the league? Where's he with now? Chicago?
Who did he sign with last year? Was
it Milwaukee?
Signed with somebody last year.
I don't even remember him playing.
Oh, he signed with a playoff team and then got hurt.
Jonathan Papelbon.
No.
I got no clue.
Wade Davis, Colorado, 17.3 million. Relief pitcher.
I mean, a nice pitch. Yeah.
Starting
good
pitcher.
Relief pitcher.
Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
Gerrit Cole, yes.
Averaging 38 million.
36. Not bad, boys.
Nailed it.
Not bad.
That's an average C minus score on that test.
Good. Yeah.
Very good. I'd have done a lot better. And I'd had to answer some crazy statement on the text line.
Yeah, thank you for it. I hope you put that joker in his place. That's
please.
Why I interrupted the show to have you
that's
do
really,
it.
They wish they could do the numbers we've done. They wish they could do the numbers we've done.
Get two Dixie cups and a string.
Oh, I'm glad you said Dixie. I don't know where you were going with that. All right.
Let's break down the please. Terrible radio. It's terrible radio.
Hey, whatever.
All right, boys and girls, a big, big anniversary today we haven't mentioned yet. What you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Also, don't forget Princeton and Harvard at 6:45 by the Harbor. College basketball.
For once, you're sort of right.
Sort of. Every once in a while, you look into it. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. You know, the fight is so big between Wilder and Fury, Twin Peaks is going to have it on Saturday.
Boom!
You want to go watch it? Go over there. Have some wings, 29-degree beer. How about that? Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views.
That's a possibility.
All right, I just had a guy text in. He's been listening for about a year. Just texted for the first time, wants a nickname. It's from the 954.
Very nice text.
Didn't have much to work with, so since 954 is the Lauderdale area, he's now Lauderdale. That's all I had to work with. That's nothing wrong
like
with
Florida.
That. Yeah, exactly.
It's Flo Rida.
That's all right.
Whatever, right?
Mrs. Otis has texted in as Otis is driving home listening.
Sorry, buddy.
Says, I'm very disappointed I'm not going to hear the Family Guy theme song, signed Mrs. Otis.
There's got to be a backstory there.
All right. Tomorrow is the 40-year anniversary of the Miracle on Ice.
I remember playing golf earlier that day. I had just started playing and walking home, making sure, because the game was on tape delay. The game started at 5 and then rerun on ABC.
Don't tell me.
Spoiler alert!
My parents were livid at me because I would not go out to dinner with them, and I absolutely refused. And so they took off without me, and they were upset, and then they got over it. But I watched that whole game by myself and then jumped into the pool with all my clothes on. We were vacationing in Florida on the East Coast at the
time. Oh, I was going to say, that's going to be freezing up there.
In Pompano.
You're not playing golf in February up on the harbor.
I didn't even think about that.
My parents had a condo in Palm Air and Pompano way back in the day, and I ran screaming down the stairs and into the pool.
I've got a happy birthday to probably my favorite top one or two Detroit Tigers of all time, Alan Trammell.
Oh, he's my favorite
player. Turning 62 today.
62.
He and Mark the Bird Fidgets were my two favorite Detroit Tigers of all time, and of course Ernie Harwell.
Who? And Mark like
who? What?
Mark the Bird Fidgets?
Mark the Bird Fidgets.
The Bird Fidgets.
He's passed away a few years ago.
Look it up. Tractor accident.
Yes, in Maine.
Could be a country song.
He was a Pete, great guy. But yeah, Alan Trammell and Robin Yount, I think they're both 18 when they came up.
That's mean.
When you host a pay-per-view fight, I'm doing the
Twitter poll.
Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio. When you host a pay-per-view fight, watch party at your home, do you charge friends for the fight, like Chris, or just have them bring food over, like Chris? Almost 100 votes. Bring some food, 77%. Charge for the fight, 23%. Now, NBA / college.
Yes.
Parlay of the night.
You're taking Boston, aren't you?
Celtics minus 7.5. And VCU.
It's a great play.
It's down to 1.5. VCU minus 1.5 against St. Louis. Yes, I know they've lost 3. Go with it. Trust me. I'm rebounding big tonight. Celtics minus 7.5.
All right.
Even though Kemba Walker had his knee drained, he's not going to play. Jaylen Brown will play. And Minnesota's best player is not playing. They should win easy. And VCU gets it done.
All right. And Chris really likes the NBA board tonight. What say you?
All right. I like a lot, But my favorite tonight,
what do you like best,
is the Pacers.
Yes.
At the Garden.
Yes.
They're playing the Knicks.
Yes.
Because that's where the Knicks play their home games.
That's what I hear.
Madison Square Garden.
That's what I hear.
Most of it's underground. Did you know that?
Yes.
James Dolan, owner. He's pretty bad. Indiana's pretty good.
Right.
They're only a 6.5-point favorite going in there.
All right.
I think they win by 15. I'll go Pacers and lay the 5.5.
All right.
How about that?
Tim says, well, Pete's been playing golf for 40 years. Correct. He should know better. I don't know what that means. But, yeah, I mean, but I've never played as much in my life as I have these last 3 years down here. I mean, back then it was once a week, twice a week maybe, for 10 weeks out of the year. So I didn't have a lot. We have winters.
Also a big fan of the Jazz -7 against the Spurs. I feel like the Spurs are going to be a second-half team that really goes down the drain.
Like the under in that game too, but anyway.
I like the under in the Lakers. The Lakers
Grizzlies,
game.
Grizzlies, right?
Grizzlies, yeah. Yeah. 232.5 last I looked.
I like that too, because the Grizzlies don't score well. Yeah.
Most of the time.
Right.
Most of the time, you're right.
All right. So tonight, let's see, about 45-50 minutes from now, we got pregame Princeton and Harvard. Ivy League basketball.
Crimson favored by 7.5, by the way. I might have
to catch the fever.
If I had little shekels, I would probably take Princeton in the points, but
all right. You do have shekels.
But I'm not throwing that out there.
That'll do it. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Good night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you Monday, and God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.